Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Of the vast number of names and titles given to the babe born in Bethlehem, none is more beautiful and tender than the prophecy given by Isaiah, who wrote, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them the light has shined." His name, wrote Isaiah, shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. As we ponder the meaning of Christmas and the coming of this one born in a stable at Bethlehem, the description of a people who walk in darkness aptly describes our world today. But what of the term Prince of Peace? There is strong evidence to support the allegation that in the past 12 months, more Christians, followers of Jesus Christ, have been slain because of their faith than in any other 12-month period of history. How many have been killed by ISIS or murdered by Muslim extremists simply because they were followers of the cross is unknown, to say nothing of those who have been accosted by gunmen in the nation who puts "In God We Trust" on their coins, and executed when they were held at gunpoint and asked, "Are you a Christian?" And they replied in the affirmative. I have good news for you who doubt that the title given by Isaiah to Jesus Christ some 2,700 years ago is entirely still valid. There is coming a day when God will say, "Enough," and the Prince of Peace will return with a sword in his hands to wreak vengeance upon those who curse his name and hate his followers. The reality is that God is merciful and patient to a point. But there comes a time when the judgment of God falls and the wicked are punished. Whoa, let's back up for a minute. The word that Isaiah used is a common Hebrew word, shalom. The Arabic counterpart is salam. And in the Middle East, when friends meet each other today, they use whichever word is appropriate. But the term shalom means far more than a simple greeting. The term conveys wholeness, best wishes for your health and happiness. An upraised hand is a token of friendship and shows no weapon that might endanger the other person. The first book found in your Bible is Genesis, a book of beginning. And the last book in your Bible is the book of Revelation. That tells how humankind will face its grand finale of God's judgment. When I was a boy, I discovered Western novels in Thatcher Library near my home. And Zane Grey, an author who didn't know what political correctness is, wrote exciting sagas of the West. Bandits, heroes, and damsels in distress, the whole 10 yards. On more than one occasion, I would be reading one of his books when my mother would enter my room and say, "Lights out, go to sleep." Now, being a dutiful son, at least most of the time, I would turn out the light but take my trusty Rayovac flashlight and disappear under the covers. I would turn to the last chapter of the book. It told how everything would end. The book of Revelation is the last chapter. And it says that the Prince of Peace, spurned by untold generations, will eventually return to planet Earth. Words made famous by George Frederick Handel explain, "The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Someday the lion and the lamb will lie down together, and there will be peace, and they will make war no more."
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.